And I just thought it would be nice if we had some kind of a record of your, whatever you remember, your relative's name, where you were born, the type of housing, the number of sisters, brothers, your mothers, what you, your mother, what your father did for a living, whatever you come up with, whatever you think of.
Now you want me to do this?
Yep.
Well, I was born in the East Side, New York, on Madison and Market. My mother and father, mother's maiden family name was Keefe. She was a Callahan.
Now that was your
my parents.
Grandmother's.
Grandparents.
That would be your grandmother's
yes,
name.
Yes.
Was Keefe.
Keefe.
Oh, I don't remember hearing you say that.
And the Callahan was with a G. My mother's name.
Right.
One of her forebears.
Right.
Say.
Right.
Mother was born in Cork, Ireland. And my father was born in a place called Hampton Wick, London.
Right. There's a castle there.
Yeah,
Hampton
yeah.
Court is the castle.
Yeah, yeah.
26 miles out of London.
Yeah.
I saw it on the board
I
in London.
I was born December the 10th, 1895. I'm one of eight children, six girls and two boys.
Now, wasn't there another child that didn't live?
Didn't live. It was premature.
Oh. Where did that child fit in?
I was a baby.
Would that have been the ninth?
Ninth,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You want to talk about
this? No, just keep going.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Just keep going.
Mother and I spent a lot of time together. We used to talk about old times. I don't think anybody else in the family would make us. I was a nosy.
Now, you were the
seventh child.
Seventh child. Okay.
Mm-hmm. There was, as I said before, there were six girls and two boys.
So she would have had a little more time for you. The others
well, she
would have been out.
Well, she lived with me after I was married and had children of my own.
Right. But even as a youngster, she should have had a little more time
yeah, well,
for you.
Yeah, well, the children were raised.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Of course, there was 4 years difference between my sister and I. I was 4 years old.
Oh, you were?
I was born December the 10th, 1895. You want to know about father's family? Father's
yeah,
family?
Like the whatever names, however far back you can
well,
remember the names.
Father's mother was a McCormick.
No, wait a minute. This is my father.
Yes, your
oh,
father.
I mean your father.
Well, he was a, I don't know his mother's name.
You don't
family,
know any
no,
of the relatives'
no, not
names?
Of the English side of the family. I know my mother's.
He was Dawkins.
Dawkins, yes.
And weren't there many boys in that family?
There were seven sons. There was one daughter. My father was the seventh son.
Oh, was his father seventh son by any chance?
Yes, he was.
He was.
Yes.
Seventh son of seventh son.
Seventh son.
That's interesting.
My father was in the steamship business. I think he'd call him a stevedore. He worked for a man by the name of McGrath, which was connected to the Munson line.
Now, how old was he when he came over from England?
About 14.
And
he came over in the tea trader, which was the Cutty Sark.
Oh.
The famous Cutty Sark.
Right, I mentioned that to someone one time, and they told me that there were several Cutty Sarks.
Well, they weren't the originals.
Yes.
Because my father wrote into one of the newspapers that wrote an article about it and corrected them on it, and they wrote back and thanked him very much for the information.
But and when your mother came over, how old was she?
17.
Oh, she was that old?
17.
Oh.
And
oh,
she
oh.
went to work for an aunt that her name was Sullivan. That was her father's sister. So there was another name in there, Sullivan.
Now she came, she probably sailed from Cork.
She came over in a sailboat, was lost, gone back.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
And it took her about 28 days to come over.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And her mother took, her father had passed on, and her mother took her. You had to take what they call a tender to meet the boat.
Right,
and she
right.
said when she was up on the boat, she wanted to change her mind and go back.
Oh.
So she had two sisters and one brother.
Oh, is that all in that
That's
family?
That's all there. They've got married very late in life in Ireland, you know.
Right, right.
Big family.
Yeah. Oh, I never knew, you know, about her coming over. Did she ever tell you anything about the sail over, the trip over?
Yes, she said she came over steerage, but they were very well, what would you say, supervised, because they were all good-looking young Irish girls. They didn't want anything to happen to them.
Oh.
But you had to have someone claim you as they could take care of you when you got here.
Right, right.
Yes.
How about sickness on board? Did she say anything
she
about
never
that?
Mentioned anything about sickness on board. But she said that everything was very nice, the food was good and everything was nice, but it was 28 days.
Oh. Grandpa worked his way over?
Yes, he did. And they paid his way back. But it didn't accept it. He met my mother and fell in love with her and married her.
Oh, so neither one of them ever went back?
No. Mama used to say, I'll go back when they build a bridge.
Oh, for
she didn't like
sense.
The water.
Oh. And you don't remember any of the names of his parents, his mother?
Not the the family names,
yeah,
not the previous
yeah.
names.
Right, right.
He spoke about his mother quite a lot. His father, his mother died very young with tuberculosis.
That's background music. Yeah, we will.
His mother died very young, his father remarried, and they all had beautiful voices in the family. In fact, one of his brother was a composer, Uncle Fred. I remember my father telling me about that.
Did Grandpa's mother die before he left for America?
He was a baby when his, oh yes, and his father had remarried.
Ah.
And she was a very talented woman and encouraged them all with their voices and their music.
Ah.
And my father had a beautiful voice.
Did any of his brothers or his sister ever come over?
No. Friends came over and visited us, but not any closer than nephews.
Ah.
And friends of the family, of the Dawkins family in the old country.
Yeah, yeah. Did they all stay around London, did Grandpa ever say?
Yes. I have two first cousins who were Episcopal ministers. They related to my father. They were Dawkins.
Right, right.
And Uncle Fred was an organist and a composer.
Ah,
I had quite a few pieces of his. In fact, he composed a Christmas carol that I had for many years.
Oh.
And they also sent me over Handel's Messiah, which was considered beautiful music.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. It still is.
Yeah.
You get, you know,
the
nice
Amen chorus.
Of
and what was the other? Please tap on.
Oh, isn't that something? Mm-hmm. What do you first remember as far as New York is concerned?
A very little. I never went to school in New York. We moved to Brooklyn. I went to school in Brooklyn in the Heights.
How old were you when you went to Brooklyn?
Oh, I guess about 6.
Oh, you were that old?
Yeah, that old. But my sister was a young
Do you remember anything of the house in New York?
Oh, yes, I do. It was an apartment house. It was at the corner of Madison and Market. And there were stores on it. I remember bakeries. More than that, I don't really remember.
What floor did you live on?
First.
Oh, you were right
yeah.
there. Remember anything about your weather? Your winters or?
I remember putting a glass of water on the windowsill and having it freeze in no time flat, so it must have been cold.
Oh, yes, yes.
But I remember more about Brooklyn because, I mean, I was older.
And where did you move when you went to Brooklyn?
We went to Brooklyn and moved to 26 Middle Street, which was Brooklyn Heights.
Oh, well, you stayed in that same house or until you were married?
Oh, no, I was married from 26 Middle Street.
Well, what was the address when you first moved over?
From
New York.
117 Madison Street.
Yeah, but when you moved into Brooklyn, you moved to?
To 26 Middle Street.
But your mother stayed there until you got married?
Oh, yes, the same house.
Oh, the same house?
Yeah, big house, three-story and basement.
Oh, you occupied that whole house?
My mother did, yes, in the family. Well, of course, it was later.
Did you rent that house?
My mother rented it, yes.
Ah.
It was a very pretty neighborhood years ago. We used to call it the village. Everybody knew everybody else.
Ah. And you went to school there?
Yeah, the Assumption.
Oh, that's where that parish was.
On Hick Street.
And then you graduated from that school?
Yes, that school.
Mm-hmm. After you graduated from the Assumption, did you go on to a business school?
I did. And I worked in a wholesale liquor house on Fulton Street. I stayed. I went to school at night for my business course and worked until I got married. And I was 20 when I got married.
But you started to work when you were about 14 then?
Oh, no. 16, 17.
Your business school took 2 years?
I didn't finish. I just finished.
But you went for a couple of years
to
business school?
Yes, at night.
But where were you in the day between 14
I
and
worked.
16?
That's
to say you went to school. You went to work right after grammar school?
That's right. That's
so you would have only been about 14.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Into my 15th probably.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's pretty young by today's, today's standards.
What's a business school? What's a grammar school? Doesn't consider it all today in the education field.
You'd be afraid to let them loose, you know.
Yeah.
Where is that one? Oh, that's very interesting. Some of those things. Did any relatives ever come and visit?
A cousin of Mom's came over, Joe Murphy. So there was a Murphy in some part of the family, just comes to me now. A very intelligent. In fact, he taught me how to read and write before I went to school.
Ah.
My father taught me how to tell time.
Ah.
They taught you that in the first grade, but I was never in the first grade. I went into the second grade, which is a whole year more education than I should have had unless I went to school.
Right, right, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. You never mentioned that to me. Or that one. Okay, we could probably pick up from where we left off last time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we left off where you were just about starting school.
Mm-hmm.
You said you went into second grade.
Mm-hmm. That's right, I never was in first.
All nuns in that school?
Yes, yeah.
They wore the regulation habit?
Yes, they were Sisters of Charity.
With the little bonnet?
Yeah.
The black bonnet?
The leather and the big. I used to go to witches with me.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Did you go all day?
Yes. 9 to 12, we had an hour for lunch and went back to 3.
Oh, you'd walk home?
Oh, yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. And have your lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go with any of your sisters or brothers?
To school?
Did they walk together?
Eleanor didn't go. She was 4 years younger than me, so she wasn't ready for school when I was.
That's right.
Julie was in school ahead of me.
Oh. The boys at this point, were they were probably out?
No, they were in St. James in New York, and they both went to the high school, Frank and Charlie both. But they traveled from Brooklyn.
They should have been in the grammar school at the same time you were, though, some of them.
Well, Charlie comes. Is Julia older than me, and then Charlie's next?
Yeah, a couple of years. Did you walk to school every day?
Yes, sure. Walked in Brooklyn. If you went to New York, they walked too.
How far was the school from the house?
Well, in Brooklyn, I'd say 2 miles.
Oh,
easy.
That far?
Yes.
Oh, that's long.
Under the arch of the bridge that was the Manhattan Bridge, the old Brooklyn Bridge, and the Manhattan Bridge lady is.
Ah, which bridge was first there?
The Brooklyn Bridge, but the Manhattan Bridge was being built when we left Brooklyn. They had all the equipment going through it. And the first time I saw a lady with trousers on, she was a doctor. And they were laying in the caissons. And the young men working on that used to get the bends. And that's when they put that railroad, and Sadie picked up malaria, and Mama got out of the place as fast as she could. It was digging. Like a miniature railroad.
Now, this was from New York, though, when you lived in
New York. Yeah.
Oh, that's when she got the malaria, and that's when you moved.
Then we came to Brooklyn.
Now, where were you when you developed diphtheria?
That was uptown New York on the east side, in 34th or 38th Street.
Oh, how old were you then?
Eleanor was born, so I must have been... I'm 4 years older than her, so I must
so
have been...
to be four. Oh, now that wasn't in the house that you mentioned last week then?
No, I only mentioned Brooklyn, Street.
No, you mentioned another house. You said you were born
117 Madison.
Right. And this was another house then where you
we moved
got
from there.
Diphtheria.
Yeah.
Was that further uptown?
Yeah.
How were you moving? Uptown or downtown?
We moved uptown, came back downtown, then went to Brooklyn.
Oh. Mm. And when you had the diphtheria, did anyone in the family else have it?
No, but it was Mama thought I got it from digging in a yard. We never had a dirt yard. We always had a flagged yard. And she thought I got something in the dirt there.
Well, you had told me the story a couple of weeks ago about that diphtheria. Would you mind telling me that again?
No.
Your doctor came in?
Came from downtown New York, where we had formerly lived.
Yeah.
And treated me uptown New York. And then as soon as I was well enough, Mama finally got Pop to let her move to Brooklyn.
No, but you tell me the story that was interesting, that at that time anyone with diphtheria was put in a hospital.
What was the name of that? The name of that hospital was Jex for Contagious Diseases.
Was that one in the East River, on an island, perhaps?
No, it wasn't on an island. It was like you'd say in the direction of Bellevue in that place.
I
can't think of the name of the house now. It's just passed my mind. I mentioned it the other day to Walter.
Now, what was the story you told me about having the prescription filled?
Mama used to take it out of the neighborhood so they wouldn't find there was anybody with the diphtheria.
Yeah.
I remember she had a brush she used to paint my throat with.
Oh.
But I had scarlet with it. That's an eruption. You know? Nobody in the family ever got it. Nobody in the neighborhood got it. I was the only one.
And what did you say? You could hear the ambulance? She could hear the ambulance coming?
She'd get scared to death, the ambulance in Bellevue. But I think it was another, I can't think of the name of the hospital they put you in there. Willard Parker.
Oh, that was contagious disease.
Yes,
probably.
Just contagious disease. But Bellevue was quite near, so he must have been in the 30s.
Oh. I remember you telling me the story, how frightened she was that they would take you away and put you in the hospital.
And you never came back, you know.
Oh, you didn't recover?
No.
That's
what she was worried about. Because Eleanor was very little. I remember her mom telling the story later years. Oh, this is my new mother, because Sadie was taking care of the family, my father, and anybody else could help. But she stayed with me.
I guess she'd be afraid to come out.
Yeah.
That somebody else would catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was an interesting story. Mrs. Donovan, she
lived in the house, and she missed me. I was a nosy little bugger, I guess, in everybody's house. And she said to Sadie, what's the matter with Catherine? And she said she has pneumonia. She said, well, I'm very good with sick. I'll help your mother to put on poultices. She says, well, my mother's very capable. We didn't want anybody in the house.
Oh, you couldn't under those conditions.
And we got the doctor in trouble, too.
Yeah, if your mother was afraid that you'd be taken away to a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that must have been some siege. Did she ever say how long you were sick with that?
No.
No?
Kind of remember myself, because the boys used to give Mama money to give to me. They could come to the door, and I had a pocket.
Oh.
And I know I had a lot of change. I remember sitting up in bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't imagine I couldn't have been. Well, Mom used to say, you remember that? These things were late and you don't.
Well, it must have made an impression.
Breast
on you.
Home, yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially if she stayed
well,
in that
I
room
always
with
said
you.
That's when you got the dedication to be nice, because she never got it from me.
Uh-huh. Well, she may have liked it. She may have
she
had
did. She's a very intelligent woman. Sadie, as I say that to Walter, they say Sadie was the one who put the spoilage in the family.
What did she paint your throat with?
It looked like, it smelled like carbolic, if I remember right. But it had a little thing she used to put on her hand like this, and it was little bristle brushes.
Oh.
A little black
and
hair.
That went inside your throat?
In here.
Oh.
Imagine there was cultures on that.
Yeah,
that they could take a
like an Argerol type
yeah.
of thing, too,
mm.
or something. Oh, isn't that something? You don't remember any kind of medication? Was it pills?
No,
or,
nope, that
or
I can't
what?
Recall. I was
don't know, huh? Well, that was interesting when you told me that.
Mm.
I thought that was show the fear and the fright of a mother at that time,
yes,
that she'd
yeah.
be fearful that you would
and
go.
See, I was the seventh child.
Yeah.
Well, she lost a baby after Illinois, you know.
Well, then she was frightened after that, and you moved shortly then,
she
after
moved,
that?
Yeah, we moved to, well, I never mentioned where we lived. It was a terrible dump in Fulton Street before we went to Midda.
Oh, oh.
Walter says, aren't you cute?
Well, it would be better to tell, because you would be getting up in the world. You'd go from a poor place
yeah,
and then
yeah.
eventually move to a better place.
I remember Dooley used to say we used to go by the house for quite a while getting the woman out. Her lease ran out, and Mom was getting a lease. And Julie and I used to walk past, because it was a lovely neighborhood. At the Fulton Street was trolley cars and elevated trains. And it was over a butcher shop.
Oh, how many stories would that have been in?
Three
stories. Mm-hmm. Two. Was there anybody behind the butcher shop?
No, just the butcher shop was the ground floor, and
right.
there was the first floor, and there was the floor we lived on, there was the top floor.
Oh.
Mamie lived in the first floor, she went in there as a bride.
Oh, and you had the second floor?
Yeah, Mom had the second
floor. Oh. Mm-hmm. And how many rooms would be in there?
Six.
Mm-hmm. Would you have three bedrooms then at that time?
Three, and then like an alcove off the living room that Mom and Papa and Charlie used to sleep in.
Oh.
It was kind of crowded, Catherine.
I would think so, because didn't you always have some relative or friend that you would have to put up or
oh,
something?
Oh, sure. Anybody came off the boat.
You had this.
And you know how Mama used to store? I guess I told you the winter clothes were stored in a bolster, the blankets and what I mean by winter bed covering.
Now, where would you put the bolster?
With bed trimming on the bed.
Oh.
You had no storage.
You had no built-in closets.
No. Well, you had what we used to call a
wardrobe.
What?
Thing you would have.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where she stored the winter things?
Yeah, made a bolster, and then she used to make our winter stock, she knitted our own stockings.
Oh.
In the winter time, she knitted the cotton ones, and in the summertime, she was getting ready for the winter.
Now, these would be over the knee?
Yeah, long
things.
Long stockings.
Where'd you have pin garters onto
we
your
used to have
drawers
what they call drawers waist. Had garters, instead of what they call a training bra, this was the drawers waist, the little things that your garters went on.
Oh.
Had long stockings.
That's
know.
How you hook the stockings
yeah,
up.
Yeah. It's quite, too bad that I didn't remember a little more, because you kids get a kick out of it. Like, I used to get a kick out of Mama.
Yes, telling, yeah.
I don't think anybody in the family she talked as much to as she did to me.
Well, I felt she probably had a little more time.
Yeah, well, she was.
Being one of the younger
Sadie
the
used to love to see it come up, because she used to bother Sadie.
Oh, well, this would be after you were married,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
Do you remember your shoes? My kids kid me about high button shoes. Did you, in fact, wear high
lace.
Shoes?
Lace. They were mostly lace.
Lace
she
shoes?
Didn't want us to have thick ankles, like I used to say
about
you kids.
Now, how about your dress lengths when you were a little kid like that? Were
they
long? They
were long. Mama used to make a lot of our clothes. She made our coats.
Oh.
She's a very good sewer. The only thing, she couldn't read the pattern.
Right. Well, she did
but
a
she
great
could
job.
Tell you, when I would sew, she said, you got that wrong. Where that is, that's for two pieces. You're supposed to double your material.
Oh.
I say, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to throw this whole thing out the window.
Yeah, patterns. I don't like patterns. It's like making an atom bomb.
But she was very good. She always made her own sheets and pillowcases. She bought a bolt of muslin, and that was bleached till it was white.
Oh.
And she made her own sheets and pillowcases, and those beds were spotless. She was very clean, Mom.
Oh.
That's why she and I didn't get along.
Oh, yes, of course. Mrs. Clean. She did all that wash in the kitchen?
Yes.
In a big tub?
Tubs. Rub-a-dub.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Mm-hmm. And but
yes.
Many years before that, I don't remember, it was downtown in New York, that you had wooden tubs. And you could not put those away unless you left water in them, because the copper, the tub
would
deteriorate.
Dry,
yeah,
right,
and
right.
You lose the tub.
Was there running water in the houses? Do you remember?
Yes, cold.
A pump-type thing or a faucet?
No, we had a pump.
Had a pump-type thing.
And later that, we had, in Brooklyn, we had faucets.
Oh, boy, that was some job to do that washing.
Can you imagine the kids? What she used to tell about when Julia took the... What happened to Julia? Took the Wilson, I guess. No, my father fell overboard before Julia was born. And she used to wash down in the sub-basement, so she would have the house organized when the men came to see Pop.
Oh.
He was a forester. He fell overboard, half loaded, you know.
Oh, I'll bet that sub-basement was probably had rats and everything
else. Yeah, probably just surprised, you know, where your coal was in the backyard and the shed.
Oh.
It was primitive, really primitive.
Well, that's the things that I'm interested in, the different, you know,
the cultures.
Washing the clothes, just the cold water.
Mm-hmm.
So she had what, a coal stove or wood
you
stove?
Had a big boiler. That you boiled your water in, bucketed it out as you wanted it, and of course a coal stove.
It was coal, wasn't wood.
No,
it was
coal. Mom had wooden coal boats.
How were those houses heated?
Well, you've had oil heaters.
You had central heating?
No. Gee, oil heaters, Catherine.
Oh, in each room?
Yes, not in each room.
Not in
some part of the house was terrifically cold.
So
was our apartment. We were a bride and just shortly married before Walter was born. 54th Street, we had no central heat.
Oh, so you probably wouldn't have heat in your bedrooms then.
And in New York, we didn't have gas.
Well,
you didn't cook with gas.
You didn't cook,
I was saying to Walter, when I'm timid now, I said, look back, and my mother, she was afraid of the life of the gas, because when you lit the gas, it popped.
Oh.
And she'd pop away from it.
Well, that must have been later on, though. Gas.
Yeah, later we had no gas in New York.
Because you wouldn't have gas. You wouldn't be cooking with coal, I don't think, if you had any way to get gas in the house. Were there always sewers, do you remember?
Well, you didn't have outhouses, so you must have sewers.
Probably. Didn't ever have an outhouse even in Brooklyn?
Wait a minute. If Charlie told about going down to the toilets, we're in the backyard and finding $2.
Oh, really?
He never stopped going. He wanted to go back and find some more $2. He could scrub in the roof and throw it in
now,
the street.
Was that an outhouse then?
I would call it that. I don't know where the flush to that. See, that I don't remember.
You don't remember that stuff. Yeah.
If too bad he's not here, he could tell you.
Yeah, he probably would remember a lot more.
He was telling your brother, Walter, about how Mama came up on the roof, man had pigeons, and Charlie went up there to look at the pigeons with another kid, and they hid in the tank. We had a tank for water.
Oh, for the water, for the rainwater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was no pressure then, you had to come down from that.
Right, right.
And Charlie hid in that. So when my mother and father were gone, he came out.
Oh.
He was up there. They knew he was up there.
Oh, but they couldn't find him. Always.
He said he could have drowned.
Sure, and they never would have found him.
Never.
Yeah. I read one time that the reason the apartments, you know, you had some six-story buildings.
Mm.
The reason you had six stories is water would go that high without
pressure.
Power behind it, with electrical or gas power or something. I never realized why there were so many six-story apartments before elevators.
Yeah.
But that's why the water would get up to the top.
Well, where Mamie lived in Henry Street after she left Mom's house in Middle Street, she had three faucets, hot and cold, and a tank. The middle one was for the tank in the roof.
And what would you do with that?
Well, if you needed to supply water and shut off in the city, you could use it. That's how she figured Walter Cribb lost his eye. He fell into that.
Oh.
She doesn't know how it happened when she picked him up. He was all blood.
Right. But he was at the sink getting water or something.
Yeah, because Tommy Olsen Quid was older than Walter.
Oh.
And he did it the day before.
Oh, so he was following the suit.
Yeah. Well, she went along to a long time before they took an eye out.
Oh.
And he hated me with a vengeance. I was afraid of him before your brother was born.
Oh, he was
and
tough
and big, high, tough shoes, you know. And he used to unlace them. I couldn't bend over.
Put them back on again. Oh.
He was a little
tough kid. Yeah. Well, you think 15 minutes enough for today?
Yeah,
get yourself tired. Okay, Mom, we'll start another session now. Last time we went on, we got you up to talking about your bathroom and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And I did ask you about running water. What did you do to take a bath?
You had a metal tub that you filled with water. And if there was more than one to have a bath, you might get that water for yourself, and then that would be changed for two more.
Oh.
But that was on Saturday night. And then a lot of the apartments in New York had what would you call that material that tubs are made of, soapstone?
Oh, yes.
And that would have a centerpiece in that. And that could be taken out for baths.
And then you had running water, which was quite an innovation.
Ah.
It was a lot of work on the parents, or the mother especially.
Now, would that be any hot water then?
Running water?
Well, you'd
have to boil it.
You boiled the water.
Well, it was running water.
Yeah, but not hot running.
No, no. Make your own.
Oh, oh, oh.
So then you want me to keep on?
How about soap? Did Grandma have to make the soap?
No, no. She used to buy never anything but Kirkman. Kirkman's soap, yellow soap, common soap. You got your bath and your hair washed with that, and it was utilized for everything that your body needed or your clothes needed.
You don't remember her ever making soap then?
Never. No, she wouldn't go in for anything like that. She was afraid of it. You had to boil the fast, and she was always afraid of that going on fire.
Or someone would get burned, perhaps,
yeah, do
with
it.
I think before you probably mentioned that originally she cooked with... Do you remember her cooking with wood or just coal?
Wood and coal.
Wood and coal. But in Brooklyn you had gas.
We had gas in Brooklyn.
Gas piped into
we
the
had
house.
Gas in a part of New York. When we moved, there was just put in a recent years, and Mama was afraid, as I said, she lit the match and she used to jump back from it.
Right.
Because she used to pop.
How did you light that house, Mom?
Gas. And later years we had mantles that Charlie was the custodian of those.
These were gas
fire gas
mantles.
You lit them, they were like a mesh. And then when you put the match to them to get them ready to put in your mantles, we had little coverings on them. And that would make your light, and it was a good light. But my father always preferred the oil lamp.
Do you remember the oil lamps?
Oh,
only?
Yes.
Only? Before the gas?
Oh, yes. We had on in the living room, we had one on the wall with what they called a reflector in the bathroom. In my recollection, it was a mirror.
Oh.
And that nobody had those because my father really had a little more to do for his home and family than a lot of the neighbors had.
Some of your, more than some of your friends had.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, when you had the gas light, they would be stationary.
Oh, yeah, they came down from the ceiling. You couldn't move them.
Oh, they did come from the ceiling?
Oh, yes. It was, and they had one house we lived in had meters, and you had to have quarters ready. There was no man to take the index, but as soon as your light started flicker, you'd drop coins in. If you had a couple of quarters, you'd drop a couple in. You'd have lights for quite a while.
I thought they would all be connected to
the
wall.
Well,
as in
the ceiling.
High?
High,
and could you pull them down to light them?
Oh, no, they were permanent.
Oh, they were wherever they were,
they
were
stationary.
Now, where did you have electricity put in? Do you remember the electricity
being put in? We didn't have electricity until quite a few years in Brooklyn. In fact, my sister Mamie didn't have electricity when she bought a house in Bay Ridge and 42nd Street.
Do you remember the wiring put in? Was there a big deal made of
this,
outside, that we were going to heat with a light with electricity?
Yes, outside the wires, and then years later they put them underground.
Ah.
Just remember I told you, Mamie, the man gave her the estimate for a overhead, and the overhead wasn't ready then, and she wouldn't pay the man to put them underground.
Ah.
We had no lights.
Ah.
We had to go back to the lamps again.
Well, what kind of publicity was there when electricity was going to come in? Were you excited about it?
I don't remember. I guess we must have been.
I would think so.
I don't remember that quite so well.
I would think that would have made such a great difference in your life.
Oh, sure it was. Well, when Mamie's house she bought in 42nd Street was many, many years later than I'm talking about. She had no electricity.
Ah.
And that's what she got the man to give her the estimate of putting the electricity in.
Putting the wires through.
Because Mama lived in the top floor of the house and Mamie had downstairs.
Now, who did the shopping, basically? Your mother?
My father bought the meat, but the only thing, meat and vegetables came from wholesale markets in New York. My father was a stevedore, and he had access to things like that. He paid for it. He wouldn't take it for nothing. But the dry groceries, like the sugar and the milk and the things like that, the milk we had delivered, and the sugar we stopped in, mostly Rolston's, and the butter, and we went to New York for that, to a dairy. And
how would you get to New York?
By the ferry. The Catherine or the Fulton, whichever direction. I took my piano lessons on Madison Street, I would take the Catherine Ferry for that. But if you're going to other stores that Mama used to have us go to the shop, it was mostly in the business sections, tea and coffee places. That's where we used to get our coffee and tea at £5.
Now, how would you get to the ferry?
Walk.
There was no other way to get to the ferry?
No trolleys.
No horse cars?
No. The trolleys were horse-drawn then.
But they weren't available to you
where you lived. It was too short a distance.
Oh, I see.
And then
see.
It cost money. You know, it's a nickel or a dime. Whatever.
How many times a week would someone shop?
Well, the heavy things were delivered from New York.
What kind of a conveyance?
Truck, horse and truck.
Would come over on the ferry, the horse and the truck?
Oh, yes. I told you Frank Young used to deliver us, and Your father was one that got him in the newspaper business. He was a truck driver.
Oh, you know, you don't think of these things, of how anything got any place.
By
horse and buggy.
Horse and wagon. And your furniture, of course, was if you moved from one house to another, that was horse and wagon.
Horse and wagon, too.
There were very few automobiles. And in fact, when we moved to the Heights, they weren't allowed to go up Clumpy House in a horse and truck.
Now,
they had to drop at the side street and walk.
You said there were very few automobiles. When did the automobiles come in fashion?
Gee, I can't recall that.
But you remember automobiles when
you were a little kid? Open, and you wore a coat and a hat, so you wouldn't have opened. They were open. You didn't want your hair to get mussed up, and you didn't want your clothes to get mussed up, because you're really in an open car.
Oh, you wore a duster type thing over
duster
your clothes.
Yeah, duster and a hat, yeah.
Oh.
So you looked nice wherever you were going.
Do you remember your first ride in a
Mrs. LeMayer,
car?
Mom's cousin, had one.
Was this electric,
No,
car?
It was a gasoline.
Gas-fired car?
Gas-fired.
Mm-hmm. Kind were of you thrilled? Was it a big thing for you?
Yeah, but I was kind of frightened. I felt I was out in the open.
Oh.
You see, it was so open.
Yes, yes.
And the man used to live around with the wood. He came from McKesson Robbins. He worked from there because Mama had helped to bring up one of his children when his wife died. And he used to take us for a horse and wagon drive all around the house, and we were thrilled.
Oh.
All around the Heights, you know.
Now, that was in the horse and
yeah,
wagon.
Yeah, there's still a horse and wagon.
Yes.
Time.
Do you remember your first trolley ride, a horse-drawn trolley?
Not too often, but I remember going over there one time. The Captain Baker's son was in a funeral parlor on Madison Street. And we went over there, and Julie and I were very happy we could step up.